I actually saw him first up in New York, but I think Florida is where he makes his home and makes his best music. So please, if you will, welcome this blues-playing, guitar-picking raconteur, Roy Bookbinder.
One, two, three. Let's get this monitor going here. One, two, three. A little more guitar. That's number four we're looking at. Oh, I don't know what number it is. Number two, they tell me. I wasn't really ready to go. It was kind of fast, all that beautiful gospel music. One, two, three, four. One, two. A little more guitar on the monitor, please. Now you're talking, a little less. That's good. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. What are we fighting for? No, that's not my song. That's a different era. Well, it's great to be here at the Old Florida Folk Festival. 50th anniversary. Hard to believe. Whenever I come up here, I think all the friends that didn't make it to the 50th, it's kind of sad, but they actually made it possible. That's a pretty good signing over there. Well, run and get you one gal, better get you two. One for your buddy and one for you. I got me a wife and a sweetheart too. Hope my wife don't want me when my sweetheart do. Rag mama, ooh, rag mama, you better rag mama. Ooh, come on baby and do that rag. Mama bought a chicken and she thought it was a duck. She put it on the table with his legs stuck up. Here come my sister with a spoon and glass, dishing out the gravy from his. Yes, 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 you better rag mama. You better rag mama. Ooh, you better rag mama. Come on, baby, and do that rag. Old Picket Roy. Town with my hat in my hand, I'm looking for a woman, ain't got no man. Like looking for a needle lost in the sand. Come on baby and do that rag. You better rag mama. Ooh, you better rag mama. You better rag mama. Come on girl and do that rag. That finger I slammed in the car door last night, that hurt. I tell you, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to play today, but I'm working extra hard for you. It's a hard way to make a living. It doesn't look it, I'm sure. A lot to worry about. Well, not that much. Run and get you one gal, better get you two. One for your buddy and one for you. I got a wife and a sweetheart, too. That's right, I said rag mama. Ooh, rag mama. You better rag mama. Come on, girl, and do that rag. I said mama got a Cadillac, papa got a Buick. Sister got mad, they wouldn't let her do it. She might be old about 90 years. A girl ain't too old to shift those gears. Rag mama. Ooh, rag mama. I said you better rag mama. Come on, girl, and do that rag. It was a night before Christmas all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not a single mouse. Out in the yard, there rose a crash. Santa Claus falling on his big fat. I said, rag mama, you better rag Come on, baby. Thank you. Whew, thank you very much. Well, we've had a pretty good time so far. I did a couple of workshops. I think I left my voice at the morning workshop, the late morning one, but I'll do the best I can here. Only got to sing for 25 minutes. Like I said, it's a hard way to make a living. Just looks easy. Let's see here. Play you one off my latest hit album. It's not really a hit yet, but if everybody buys one, it would be. And as soon as I finish here, I'm going to run up to that blue and white tent up at the top of the hill by the Pfaff thing there, and I'm going to sell all my CDs to you. Yep, hope we can make a truck payment. That's a big bus we got out there backstage. Mine's really not the big one. It's the little one next to the big one. I like to park next to the big bus because you get shade. I always liked hanging around country western people because they had big buses, and shade's really worth something. All right. This one here is a happy little tune I made up. It's called It's Gonna Be All Right Someday. It's Gonna Be Okay. I wrote this one morning last winter. I woke up, and I was really happy and optimistic, and it doesn't happen that often. I said, well, you better write one here. Sound like an old song from the 30s, I hope. You hear that guitar okay? It's gonna be all right someday. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be just fine someday. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. Well, I've been drinking Cuban coffee every morning, Irish whiskey at night, walking downtown with my very best gal under the stars in the moonlight. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right someday. It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be okay. Well, there'll be no more troubles or heartaches. There'll be no more worries or fears. This old world's gonna keep spinning around without any sorries, without any tears. It's gonna be okay someday. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright someday. It's gonna be just fine. Take any more losses, cause I'm only gonna have wins. My lucky number's gonna keep coming up every time that the wheel of fortune spins. It's gonna be okay someday. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright someday. It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Appreciate it. So I'd like to do a song now, another one from a new album. The new album's called Singer-Songwriter Blues Man. Now, I've been a blues man my whole life and always wrote a few tunes, but in this folk music game, I noticed in the last 5 or 6 years, the singer-songwriters were getting all the attention, and I figured I better jump on that bandwagon here in a hurry. Because most of us blues singers always wrote some songs, but we didn't brag on it so much. But now we figure we better because the others are. So the new album's called Singer-Songwriter Blues Man. That's on my own label. I recorded for the big-time Rounder record label up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You heard of Rounder Records. They got Alison Krauss. And I recorded for them for 10 years, and I realized one day they were making hundreds of dollars off of me, so I left them, started my own damn company. Call our record company Peg Leg Records, and our motto is we walk our own way. This one here is not out on a record yet, but I really like it. I wrote this for all my friends that passed away in the last few years, and we miss them. The great Rock Bottom, who was here at our festival here, won the Folk Heritage Award, my brother-in-law, and he was one of the inspirations for this song, and my old friend John Jackson and my old buddy Dave Van Rock. And this song is called Another Man Done a Full Go Round. Put him in a coffin 6 feet down till you hear that old coffin sound. You can run and you can't hide when old death come creeping by your side. Another man done a full go round, done a full go round. You can weep and moan, but that old boy ain't never coming home. Tell our tales with laugh and joke and ponder all day about the words he spoke. Another man done a full go round. Another man done a full go round. Your biscuits and gravy, you can smoke and drink, it ain't gonna matter what nobody thinks. Another man done a full go round, full go round. Fussing about this or worrying about that, taking out the dog or letting in a cat. Another man done a full go round, another man done a full go round. Made us laugh until we cried, I never got a chance to say goodbye. You can weep and you can moan, you know that boy ain't coming home. Another man done a full go round, another man. Winter, summer, springtime, or fall, you got to go when the good Lord called. Another man done a full go round, done a full go round. Another man done a full go round. This is a song I recorded 35 years ago when I was 11 on my first album, recently reissued on the original company on their historical blues series. Made me feel like an old man. It's an old folk song that I was traveling around with an old blind guitar player named Reverend Gary Davis, who sang on the streets most of his life. And Gary hit it big, and during the folk scare in 1916, Peter, Paul, and Mary recorded one of his tunes. We were out in Chicago when he taught me this song. He was telling me about this gal, Delia, who lived in around Gray Court, South Carolina, between Greenville and Gray Court, Lawrence County. He said it was two wild women in Lawrence County in 1909. And it was hard times when Delia got killed in a card game. I said, I reckon so. He said, everybody started singing about Delia. I've heard many versions of this song. A version down in Atlanta, Blind Willie McTell used to sing. I recorded this in 1969, I think it was, and it did pretty good for me. Not too many years ago, the great Johnny Cash put out an album playing his guitar in the living room. No band, what a concept. Record won the Folk Music Grammy. It had three songs from my first album on it. It was interesting. A man has good taste. I figure he never heard me, but we listened to the same old records, you know. He had a version of this song about Delia on his record. A year later, Bob Dylan put out a couple albums of old-time songs playing acoustic guitar. He did a version of this song. He won the Folk Music Grammy. The year before last, I was getting ready to go on tour, and somebody told me Dave Alvin recorded this song. He was in a group called the Blasters, but he did an album called Public Domain, old folk songs from the, you know. $200 on that. He won the Folk Music Grammy in 1999 with it. I'm the only guy to ever record the song, didn't get a nomination, but that's all right. I put it on my next album. Delia was a gambler. She gambled all around. Delia was a gambling girl, but you know she laid her money down. Ooh, all the friends I got in this world, they're gone. Delia's mama wept, Delia's daddy moaned. Wouldn't have hated it so bad if Delia only died at home. World are gone. Men in Atlanta, they're trying to pass for white. Delia, my darling, she's in the graveyard and she's 6 feet out of sight. She's all I got. Mama wept, Delia's daddy moaned. They wouldn't have hated it so doggone bad if Delia died at home. She's all I got and gone. Delia, why didn't you run? When Cuddy come chasing after you, girl, with that flaming 44-6 gun. All the friends I got in this world are gone. Delia, said, how could it be? You wanted all of those gambling men, but you never had no time. Never had no time for me. All the friends I got, they're gone.
That's a good one. How much time I got left? How are we doing here?
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time, they say. Okay, I'd like to do one of my old friend Pink Anderson from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Old Pink Anderson wished he could be here this afternoon, but he's been dead for 40 years. This is the CC and O Blues. He recorded this in 1928. I met Pink Anderson down in Spartanburg. I was sitting on his front porch singing and playing the guitar, and he almost went into shock coming down the street from the package store. He said, what's this? I said, this is Roy Bookbinder. He said, well, what are you singing my old songs for? I said, I love them old songs, and people pay me to sing them. He said, they don't. I said, yeah, they do. And I presented him with a $50 bill, which was the royalties for the record I made. He said, man, that record must have sold a bunch. I said, yeah, boy, here's your $50. Then we went inside the house and finished off what he brought back from the package store. We became good friends. Friendship was still pretty cheap in South Carolina back in 67. CC and O Blues, here she comes. Remember, tomorrow afternoon, I think we got a guitar workshop. It says bring your guitars and I'll teach you how to do some of this. This is nice old-timey picking. And I'm also on the Homespun Video Company. You can get those at my workshops or from the website. It's embarrassing to be a blues singer with a website. I'm starting to feel like an oxymoron, you know? My third grade teacher was right. But I resisted the toaster oven when they came out. Now I got a website and a portable email machine, a cell phone. It's a hard way to make a living, though. Here it comes. Where that CC know is the best train or the ride. That's easy. You know it's the best train all to ride. It's a train to ride to pacify your mind. Ooh, ride that seatboat, either ride that blind. I'm gonna ride that seatboat, either ride that blind. I'm gonna ride that train you call that CC line. You know that my mama told me, and so did father too. Yes, my mama told me, so did father too. Don't let that CC and O'Roy be the death of you. Ride that seaboard, either ride that blind. Ride that seaboard, either ride that blind. I'm gonna ride that train you call that CC line. Wonder where that engineer is going. Feel like riding if it's all night long. Yeah, the CCNO is the best train all to ride. Yeah, CCNO is the best train all to ride. It's a train to ride to pacify your mind.
Thank you. One more? Holy cow, I'm down to 5 minutes. If you want to hear the rest of the show, I got a live CD, live in concert. That drags on for a good while. And we got the video of this show. I was at the National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee last October 5th on my birthday. And the Homespun Company filmed me with three cameras in that big circus tent at the Midnight Cabaret, and it's now available. And we got some of those VHS things with us, and it's on the website, of course. And that's a full hour and a half show with all my songs and stories. Well, not all of them, but some of them, some of the better ones. So hard to do a 25-minute spot. When I first came here in 1976, I think it was, with Gamble Rogers, he told me back then, he says, you got to play that National Storytelling Festival in Jonesboro, Tennessee. And I said, well, Gamble, I'm not really a storyteller. He says, that's what you're doing. So he told me, and it worked out okay. It's hard to come here and not think of Gamble Rogers all those years. I mean, he was something else. It's hard to finish up a show here. I'll give you this blues song here. This is a, well, let's see, maybe I won't. Should give you a real blues song. This is called the Mississippi Blues. It was recorded by Willie Brown in 1941. It was recorded because John Lomax and Alan Lomax were down south with a tape recorder. Actually, they had a wire machine, or I don't know what it was, but they recorded a bunch of guys. Some of you might have seen the motion picture, Brother Where Art Now or something, Old Brother. That first song was the thing about Paul Lazarus. The Lomaxes recorded that fella. I think his name was James Carter in the penitentiary in Mississippi, 1951. And they found him after the movie came out and told him his record sold 6 million copies. He ain't never heard of the picture. They flew him out to the Grammys. Guess he was glad he was in prison that day. God knows what he did, but the Lord works in mysterious ways. 1941, the Lomaxes went down there with that big machine. They got to a plantation down in Mississippi called Stovall's Plantation. They recorded a guitar player who drove tractor during the day. His name was Muddy Waters. Of course, years later, he went on to become the king of Chicago blues. He changed the world, sold millions of records. They were the first ones to find him. Second day, they recorded another old guy named another young guy. These were young guys playing the blues. Everybody always talks about old blues singers. We all started out young, believe it or not. They recorded Honey Boy Edwards down there on Sadie Beck's plantation. Had the great pleasure of working with Honey Boy Edwards this April at the Merle Watson Festival up in Wilkesboro, North Carolina. And every time I see Honey Boy, he asks me to play this song because this song was recorded by Willie Brown, who was a friend of his when they were teenagers. It's the most beautiful blues song I ever heard. I always said if a guy could play five songs like this, he could probably make a living playing the blues, because it's such a beautiful song. It's called the Mississippi Blues, and I'm going to leave you with this one. Thank you for coming to hear my program. I'm going down to the Delta, Mama, where I can have my fun. Ooh, I'm going back down to the Delta. Said, Mama, where I can have my fun. Where I can drink my white light and whiskey, and I can gamble and bring my baby. I'm gonna bring my baby home. Don't the Delta look lonesome when that evening sun goes down? Ooh, don't the Delta look lonesome when that evening sun goes down? You might be looking for your loved one, that's right, you might be looking, but you know that good gal, she just can't be found. Said, I know you mistreat me, but I can't help and love you. Ooh, I can't help and love you. I mean, I can't help but love you just the same. Know you mistreat me. Ooh, I can't help and love you just the same. Because it grieves my poor heart to hear. That's right, it grieves my poor heart to hear some other man call your name. Love you, baby, though I know you treat your daddy wrong. That's the blues. I love you, baby. Ooh, although I know you had treat your daddy wrong. Because it grieves my poor heart to hear some other man, ooh, sing you this lovely song. Say so long, good friends. You know it's time for me to say goodbye. So long, good friends. It's time for me to have to say goodbye. But as soon as I'm finished singing this blues song, I'm gonna be up there at the blue and white tent, and I'll say hello to you up there. Come on. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.